use the term divrei yisoreres. Yisoreres. Well, it comes from the word yisorer, which means to awaken. Like yeyor mishnotzoi, like the Rambam says by Tkiyat Shofar, that the remez of Shofar is to wake up from your slumber. The time of Yomim Noiroyim is, on the one hand, a time of tremendous focus for the individual about himself. No one can do tshuva for you. And the preoccupation with tshuva, because it's such a personal thing, could sometimes allow a person to envelop himself in a cocoon of privacy and intimacy with oneself. I believe that one of the reasons that we have slichos, according to this Sfardi minog, beginning with Chodesh Elul Rosh Chodesh, according to our minog, certainly several days before Rosh Hashanah, and running through the Yomim Noiroyim, one of the reasons we have the slichos is to create a balance which allows us to climb out of that cocoon, out of that cloistered, self-absorbed sense of tshuva, to be able to relate to the klal and to the tzibur, to the acheinu kol beis Yisrael. How is that so? Well, everyone knows that for us, the halacha provides the intuitions of hashkafa. There's no such thing as hashkafa that comes from the outside. As a Talmud of the Rav, Zechonu Levracha L'Chayim Abba, I certainly felt that all the time. You learn the hashkafa mitoch the halacha, and the hashkafa itself is halacha. What is the inyan in the halacha of slichos? So we have many piyutim. Everyone knows that those piyutim can be recited in private. But you cannot recite the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim in private. For that you need a tzibur. And the essence of slichos are those Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. In fact, if a person said only the Yud Gimel Midas in shul, together with the tzibur, and he didn't say a single word other than that, he would be fulfilling the slichos. Whereas Lehefech, if he said all of the piyutim and understood them, which is something of a marvel, nevertheless he will not be yotzei the slichos, because the slichos are the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And in fact, it really is the first tefillah that was given to Klal Yisrael. And when Chazal tell us in the Gemara, Melamed Shenis'atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishaliach Tzibur, what is the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nis'atef Kishaliach Tzibur? To teach us this Yisoid, that the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is something that is a Klal Yisrael tefillah. And it is only because we are a chelik of this unique concept. Hayom hazeh niyeh soliyom. Torah tzivolonu Moshe meirosha kehilas Yaakov. Not Reb Yaakov. Kehilas Yaakov. Batemti yuli mamlechas koinim v'goy kodosh. Ki am kodosh atol Hashem elikecha. And on and on. It is only that unique idea that we are not just individuals, but members of a tzibur, which means that we are a chelik of Klal Yisrael, like the Eivorim are a chelik of one guf, as is described in so many Sfarim. It is only because of that that we are permitted the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And the first tefillah of Klal Yisrael was a tefillah of Klal Yisrael. And from then on and today, you need that Shaliach Tzibur, because it has to be a tefillah of the Tzibur, not just Bitzibur. That balance that we create as a result gives the Jew during the time of Yom Noroyim an incredible sense that he is achroi, that he has arvus, and that he has to worry about every single Jew in every place. And so that when a poor person comes into the shul or into your Beis Medrash during this time, you see yourself, because you are he. This yesoid, this nekuda, is especially so when you have the sense that Klal Yisrael as an entity is being threatened. No one believed that there would be such a thing as a Hitlerian hashkafa, but it happened. And that hashkafa was the same as Haman. Yeshnoi am echad mefuzar mefored beinu amim. I'm going to tell you something remarkable that I feel is pashut pshat. The first year, the first time that Mordechai sent a letter after they were saved, after this tremendous sense of eradication, they were spared from it and they realized that they're but, and there would be no Jew left. There was such a sense of the Am Yisrael, such a sense of Achdus. Something remarkable happened. All of the demarcations fell away. There was no such thing as rich and poor. Everybody was everybody's friend because everybody was everyone's brother. And that's why the first time that he sends out a letter, he says, Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reyehu. What happened to Matanos L'Avyonin? Because you didn't need a separate command for Avyonim, because they were not a different chelik of Klal Yisrael. There was no one that wasn't Ish L'Reyehu. The rich knew that they were as in danger as the poor. And they felt that brotherhood of the Sakana, and they felt the brotherhood of the Yeshua for a while. After things calm down, you forget. You forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu to some extent, and you forget that He is your brother. So then there needed to be a separate letter. And this time it's Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reyehu, but that's not enough. It has to be Matanos L'Avyonim. And that's very tragic in its way. But when you know that whether you're in America or in any other country, that you have this enemy looming on the horizon, whose tachlis is to gather all of Klal Yisrael into one place to destroy them. Yeshnoyam Echad Mefuzam Feirat. The irony is not lost upon us that it is in that same place where it was said, and it did not succeed. And it will not succeed. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, Loi ma'astim, loi ga'altim, l'chaloisam, but our achrayus is to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we understand also Yeshno Am Echad. But he's not Mefuzer Meforet. There's a tremendous Achdus. And that's by caring for each and every other Jew, and that's by concerning yourself for the Klal as much as for the Prat. I just want to add one more thing. I would say many things, but there's no time. But I'd like to add one more thing. We are B'nai Torah. B'nai Torah have a special belief and a special mission because of that belief. What is that belief? The Torah Megino Matzila. We believe, as Chazal said, Ilei Na Torah Dekarta, these are the true protectors of the city, those who are Chov Shei Beis HaMedrash. You have a soldier in Eretz Yisrael, and you have a soldier in the Beis Medrash. And the soldier in the Beis Medrash is fulfilling the same tafkid and the same achrayus. He doesn't have a gun, and there are no bullets. But his learning of Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam is just as powerful, if not more so. That is what we believe. But there's a tremendous corollary to that. I have in my shir a young man who, after being in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, was in the army. Probably with a gun, and probably with bullets. He was in Shechem. And then he comes back to Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchok Chanon. And the shaila that I have is, not about him, but in general about all of us. Are we soldiers, but just with a different levush, a different set of weapons? Or have we ceased to be soldiers? And what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, when a person is standing there with a gun, ala mishmar, he doesn't fall asleep. And he doesn't take breaks. And he doesn't waste his time. Because he knows that his gedud, his group, his kibbutzah, they're all depending on him. And he knows that Klal Yisrael is depending upon him. How are we learning? With what kind of bren, with what kind of zest, with what kind of gishmak, with what kind of commitment defines whether we are soldiers but with a different set of weapons, or whether we are leaving the soldiering up to other people for us, which is an incredible chutzpah and ultimately a chilul Hashem. That's really what it is. And it doesn't matter if you're in Eretz Yisrael or you're in Timbuktu. It makes no difference. Because wherever a Jew is and he's learning, he's Mekayim the world and he's Mekayim Klal Yisrael. Avad in Eretz Yisrael, it's more acute and more obvious. But our learning here is the soldiering for Klal Yisrael there. But it has to be a certain kind of soldiering. It has to be a certain kind of commitment. It has to be a certain kind of zeal and a certain kind of awareness. We have to be the soldiers of the Gemara and the Tosfos and the Rambam. We should be zoicha that we will see b'chush with our own eyes the destruction of our enemies, the hatzlocha of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world until we have pashut zoicha to the kibbutz Goliyos. We should be zoicha that like Haman, the Rebbein Shalom will lift him up just to knock him down even more, to give him kavod and gedula, to even have the President of the United States show respect the same way that he doesn't show respect for us, to show respect for our enemies, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants their downfall to be even more remarkable and more obvious. But until that happens, we have to participate in the pain, the suffering, and the worry, and the protest of all of Klal Yisrael. And the way we do it is in the manner in which we learn Torah. And that, no one can tell you how to do that, and no one can make you do it. But the measure and test of your resolve that you are part of Klal Yisrael is exactly to what extent, in the time of your own tshuva, you sense your responsibility to that tzibur, not just when you say Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun, but when you open up the Gemara and you learn the Shulchan Aruch. It should be zoicha, that it should be a time of gula nafshis, and a gula of the klal, and be as goyel tzedek b'meheva v'yameinu amein. Let us take two.